USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In New York City, a man's facing attempted murder charges in connection with two separate attacks on NYPD officers over the weekend. Police say Robert Williams walked into the 41st NYPD precinct in the Bronx and opened fire yesterday morning. Less than 12 hours earlier, on East 163rd Street, they say he opened fire directly into a police van, striking and injuring one of the two officers inside. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says anti-police sentiment and demonstrations against police don't help.
And you have to be careful about the words you use, because words matter, and words affect people's behavior.
The Oscars last night, the Korean drama Parasite wins Best Picture, Joaquin Phoenix Best Actor for his performance in The Joker, and Renee Zellweger for Best Actress in Judy. And this is USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Elizabeth Warren finishing third in last week's Iowa caucuses behind Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, and polls indicate she might finish in a similar spot in tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. But the senator claims she's ready for a long haul.
I've been to 31 states to do town halls, red states and blue states. We have about 1,000 people on the ground. We built a campaign to go the distance.
She spoke on ABC's This Week. President Trump will be calling for major cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs in his administration's new $4.8 trillion budget plan. Officials say the blueprint that's to be unveiled later today will reduce spending on food and housing assistance and Medicaid by $300 billion. A report in the Wall Street Journal claims the Astros sign-stealing scheme was hatched in the front office, an idea that came up from an intern, and it was first used in the 2017 season. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
CBS broadcast journalist Gail King has been getting death threats. USA Radio's John Hunt has the report.
The chief of CBS News called threats against journalist Gail King reprehensible as backlash continues to grow against a number of rappers, including Snoop Dogg, NBA player LeBron James, and even Bill Cosby, critical of an interview where she asked about a sexual assault charge against the late Kobe Bryant. Oprah Winfrey said in an NBC interview that King continues to receive death threats and is traveling with heavy security. This is USA Radio News.
One of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took some heat at a Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire on Saturday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says former North Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg drew boos from Bernie Sanders fans when he said this on stage.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future. Further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo.
On Sunday morning, he was on NBC's Meet the Press defending his record and his campaign amid the escalating attacks. He also defended his record on African-American issues, including investments made in South Bend, Indiana, when he was its mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can log on and listen anytime at usaradio.com.